Capricorn season spans the end of one year and the entrance of another. On one side, it's a time to celebrate, slow down and be grateful. On the other, it's a time to focus, gain clarity and set intentions for a new year. This season offers many energies. Most importantly, it gives us an opportunity to find grounding through them all. This is so, so important. Capricorn is actually the cardinal earth sign. It generates earth energy and helps us to connect with the element in our lives. Capricorn season helps us to feel centered, clear, and ready to handle the myriad of energies that life throws at us. It also helps us be discerning when needed to make decisions that align with what's most important to our souls. So this is so, so important, and to stay grounded as we move through the 12 months of the year. Traditionally, Capricorn is associated with our career. This energy, though, is so much more than what we do for our paycheck. It's about finding the great work of our souls, where we were put in this earth to do our soul's mission. So what is that? It's about our legacy, what we will be known for after our physical body is no longer here. It's about finding the work that basically makes our heart soar and our mind and our spirit when we're totally in alignment with who we are. This work may take you from your current career, but it may also be a hobby, raising children or volunteering for something that you believe in. Your life's work can take many forms, but no matter what shape it takes, it feels good to your soul. It does not feel limiting, confining, or dull. It feels exciting, freeing, and motivating. Yes, at times your soul life's work will need to hit, it'll need a hit of inspiration every now and again. Of course it will, because we're all going to go through bits of slumps in our life. But it always feels like you are exactly where you're meant to be. It will always feel aligned with your core essence and energy. Finding your life's work can take years. Unfortunately, most of us were not taught to pursue it. It requires experimentation on our part to, and also courage to take some leaps of faith. And faith is something I work so deeply with clients. And it's not faith of, we're Catholic, let's all sit around and pray. It's not. It's faith in ourselves, to find out ourselves, to figure out who we are. These leaps are strengthened by our resolve and deep trust in ourselves. This trust is cultivated through hearing our intuition and following our inner compass. Capricorn is a sign of you having solitude in yourself. It encourages us to go inward this season and to spend time alone. It's in this space where you can truly hear our heart's inner knowing without the influence of others. Capricorn also brings us discipline. Harness this energy to carve out dedicated moments each day that you can spend alone to revive your energy, to go inward, to listen to your intuition. This time can be spent meditating, walking through nature, doing yoga, or any other practices that connects you to your inner landscape. Commit to spending time away from other energies so you can hear your inner voice and your soul speaking to you, because it is ready to speak to you. It's something that I always say to clients when they come to me for Reiki, or when I offer distant Reiki, I'm connecting in with you. And at the end of the day, if I can do it, so can you. So be open to listening. Trust your gut. From this place, find the work that is aligned with your soul. Ask yourself, what makes you feel good? What energizes you? What commitments and resounding yeses lift your energy and give you hope for the future? Reflect upon these questions each day throughout Capricorn season and allow the answers to come from within. Embrace what you find and take risk to align with your life's work. Find something to commit your life to that makes you feel good, not someone else, not what you think your parents will be delighted that you do, not what your kids. It is for you to be on this soul mission by yourself. When you feel good about what you are doing, the universe will help you to manifest anything you need to follow your journey. Trust that you have the support you need. If you need to make change, do it with Do it basically with the knowledge that everything is going to work out for you in divine timing. Work with the faith that you are going to achieve what you are setting out to achieve. Once you find your life's work, commit to it. Capricorn is all about commitment and focus. Direct your energy to your mission every day. Even if it's something small, do something each day to recommit yourself and to remind the energy of what you're focusing on. Yes, you might be in paid employment and you might want to become self-employed. You don't need to reinvent the wheel straight away in one day, hand in your notice and then go, oh, I need to have a booming business to match my income straight away. That doesn't happen. But what you need to do is take the small incremental steps every single day. And this is repetitive. I know this because I've got my own business. There's been things, regardless of business, there's been things that I have done to upskill myself, uplevel myself personally, spiritually, mentally and emotionally. But it was the small incremental steps that I took every single day to get me to there. Again, we always use the analogy of the baby crawling. If the baby crawled once and fell down and cried and never got back up again, would that happen? No, because you encourage the baby. If the baby stands up to walk and they fall, which they do hundreds of times, what do? They keep getting back up. You have to keep getting back up. You have to find that inner resilience, that inner strength within you to keep going on a daily basis. Will there be hard days? Yes. And I've been through them. Will there be amazing days where you feel like you're floating on air and life is amazing and abundant and all of that? Yes. But it has to come with the hard days also. Because if you didn't know what the hard days were, you wouldn't appreciate the good days. So you have to have the yin and the yang. It comes back to the laws of the universe. So once you give yourself space to find your life's work and to learn to say no to distractions, you then come to the gift of being able to step in to your soul's essence of who you are here to be. And that is the most unique, beautiful person there is on this planet. But you need to believe and have faith in yourself. Again, ask the universe for the help. Do the meditation, do the journaling to help you. So the tips that can help you this season is to give yourself space to create. Learn to schedule time for yourself. Allow yourself to experiment with different things that might bring you into alignment with who you are truly wanting to be on this soul's journey. Identify where the noise is in your life and also where you're limiting yourself. Find freedom from money. This is a whole other podcast I'm going to do about money, but money, love her. She is juicy. I love being abundant with money, but sometimes we can have so many limiting beliefs around it. So find freedom from money. Define your mission statement. So again, as you know, companies have mission statements and they can be just made for you as well. You can have a mission statement that can serve you as a guiding light when you are faced with choices or forks in the road. When you have a solid mission statement, it makes your decisions easier. It gives you something to refer to when creating your life and taking chances that feel risky. So again, your mission statement is, no, I'm not actually going to, again, I'm just going to use alcohol because probably everyone is doing dry January. So I'll use that as a for instance. Your mission statement in January is, let's just say, to have a dry January. So when someone asks you to go to the pub, let's say, you know that your mission statement is no, because you want to feel a higher vibration. You want to detox your body from the nasty chemicals that alcohol has in them. You've probably overdone it over the Christmas. So you know to stand into that vibration of, no, I don't want to, because I've made a promise to myself. I've made a commitment to myself. So that, now that is the most simplest, plainest mission statement I've given you. You're going to go deeper with your own mission statement. Keep yourself accountable daily. Again, checking in with your mission statement, checking in with yourself, doing your little rituals. Trust yourself and be present, because again, it's all about the grounding energy that this beautiful energy is bringing in for you. So this is what you need to do, is ground. Do the grounding meditation. Envision that beautiful golden cord going from your feet down into the earth, which is a beautiful ending of a meditation I love to do with all my clients and on all of my meditations that I have online as well. So the Capricorn season is from the 21st of December, so we're already in the midst of it, up until the 20th of January. But what we have on Thursday, January the 11th, we've got the new moon in Capricorn. So she is juicy. You get to work with her the 3 days leading up to it, the day of, and the 3 days down the other side to really work with her magic. If you want to work deeply with this beautiful essence and this beautiful energy, feel free. I'll leave the link in the show notes where you can come and join my holistic community online, where I offer all this beautiful guidance in there. So not only are you getting like this, what I've given you today is a pinch in the ocean? What's the saying? A drop in the ocean. A drop in the ocean to the content that I put into my online holistic community. In there is going to be around the new moon. There is going to be guidance around the new moon. There is going to be journal prompts, meditations. We're going to write out affirmations and different things like that. Lovely rituals and that. So if you feel guided and this has inspired you today, go to the show notes. If you can't find it, just contact me some which way and I'll get the link sent over to you. But Capricorn season, let's ground our energy. Let's take 3 deep breaths right now. If you're not driving, close your eyes. If you are driving, keep your hands on the steering wheel and keep your eyes open. But if you're not driving right now and you are listening to me, close your eyes if you can. Put one hand on your heart chakra and one hand on your solar plexus, which is just by your rib cage. Take a deep breath in. On the inhale, feel your lungs expand like 2 big balloons. And on the exhale, feel all your worries drift away. Envision that beautiful golden cord now going from your feet down into the earth, going deep into the earth, keeping you feeling secure, grounded, safe, and at peace. And we ask your guides, your spirit guides, and all your loved ones to be with you now, to help you as you go on your soul's mission, to inspire you, to encourage you, and to help you with everything that you are looking to do. May you be inspired today and every day. And as always, we give gratitude by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. So you can slowly open your eyes, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Again, do some gratitude journaling. Get your pen and paper out now. Get working on yourself. You've got today. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Gift yourself today by showing up for yourself. So again, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If it has benefited you in any which way, please feel free to subscribe, like, share, do all the do's. I really appreciate it. And I'm sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours.